堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Tate 咨询公司的工作人员 Robert Green 先生要和 Ellen Chen 女士会面，谈谈陈女士那家新软件公司的成长历史和背景。这家软件公司的名号是 Virtual Games。 Virtual is spelled V-I-R-T-U-A-L Virtual. Games is spelled G-A-M-E-S. Games. 这里的 games 指 computer games， 就是电脑游戏。好，大家一起去参加我们这两位新朋友的会谈吧。请边听边想这个问题：陈女士的公司开发什么产品？
Ms. Chen, how did you get into the software business?
For several years, I've been thinking about developing computer games.
Computer games? And your company's name is Virtual Games?
Mm-hmm. I got some financial backing and founded Virtual Games.
And how are the games coming along?
Slowly but surely. Our first game is a virtual reality game.
The game must use the latest technology.
Technology that's not even on the market yet.
今天是陈女士第一次来找 Green 先生咨询业务。Green 先生需要了解企业的大致情况。首先，这家公司是如何进入软件行业的？我们听听他和陈女士的问答。
Ms. Chen, how did you get into the software business?
For several years, I've been thinking about developing computer games.
Green 先生问，你是怎么进入软件行业的呢？而陈女士的回答是，几年来我一直在考虑开发电脑游戏。他俩的话里各有一个动词短语。
Get into.
Thinking about.
Get into 和 thinking about 是两个常用的动词短语。美国人日常交谈的时候，往往会问对方，他是怎么开始从事目前的这一行的。Green 先生的话是一个典型例子。而陈女士要表示自己并非贸然闯入这一行，而是经过了几年的深思熟虑。再听一遍。
Ms. Chen, how did you get into the software business?
For several years, I've been thinking about developing computer games.
Thinking about 可以和表示持续长度的时间状语连用。再听几个例子。
I've been thinking about it for many years.
I've been thinking about it for a couple of years.
I've been thinking about it for several years.
我们接着听他俩谈陈女士公司的名称以及公司是怎么样成立的。
Computer games. And your company's name is Virtual Games?
Uh-huh. I got some financial backing and founded Virtual Games.
陈女士的电脑游戏公司称为 Virtual Games。 她说 I got some financial backing。 这里的短语 financial backing 意思是资助，所以陈女士是说她得到了资助而建立了 Virtual Games 这家公司。请你根据刚才听到的内容回答问题，然后再对照我们说的答案。
Who founded Virtual Games
Ms. Chen founded Virtual Games.
Green 先生接着想了解他们的电脑游戏生意进展如何。我们听听他俩的问答，但是先得学个短语 Virtual Reality. Virtual reality. Reality is spelled R-E-A-L-I-T-Y. Virtual reality 是虚拟现实的电脑游戏。这种游戏让玩游戏的人有身临其境的感觉。
And how are the games coming along?
Slowly, but surely. Our first game is a virtual reality game.
Green 先生的话里有短语 come along, 意思是进展。陈女士的回答是 slowly, but surely, 稳步渐进。并且说他们的第一种产品是虚拟现实电脑游戏。他俩接着谈到设置电脑游戏所需的技术。
The game must use the latest technology.
Technology that's not even on the market yet.
Green 先生推测这种电脑游戏一定得应用最新技术。陈女士进而说，他们所采用的技术甚至还没有上市呢。让我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What does Ms. Chen's company develop?
Ms. Chen, how did you get into the software business?
For several years, I've been thinking about developing computer games.
Computer games? And your company's name is Virtual Games?
Mm-hmm. I got some financial backing and founded Virtual Games.
And how are the games coming along?
Slowly but surely. Our first game is a virtual reality game.
The game must use the latest technology.
Technology that's not even on the market yet.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
What does Ms. Chen's company develop?
Computer games, virtual reality games. 既然 virtual reality 公司的产品技术如此先进，他们就得采取措施防止他人剽窃，这就是他俩接着要讨论的问题。 Green 先生告诉陈女士可以申请产品保护。剽窃或者非法翻录的英文是 piracy， P-I-R-A-C-Y， piracy。 申请产品保护用英文说是 file for protection， file for protection. File is spelled F-I-L-E. Protection is spelled P-R-O-T-E-C-T-I-O-N. 申请了产品保护就有了合法的追索权。这用英文来表示就是 Legal recourse. Legal recourse. Legal is spelled L-E-G-A-L. Recourse is spelled R-E-C-O-U-R-S-E. 好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论。请边听边想这个问题，陈女士想要做的是什么？
Tell me what your concerns are.
My main concern is how to protect my game from piracy.
Protection doesn't stop pirates, it only discourages them.
I don't want people to steal my product.
Of course not. That's why we'll file for protection.
And that will protect me against all theft?
As I said, it will discourage pirates, not stop them.
But it will give me legal recourse.
Product protection will give you legal recourse.
Green 先生询问陈女士担心的是什么？我们听听他俩的对答。
Tell me what your concerns are.
My main concern is how to protect my game from piracy.
陈女士告诉他，自己最发愁的是怎么样保护她的电脑游戏不被剽窃。这里有我们刚学到的词 piracy。它是名词，原意是海盗行为，在现代经济中含义引申为剽窃行为。我们往下听，注意里面有名词剽窃者 pirate， P-I-R-A-T-E, pirate.
Protection doesn't stop pirates. It only discourages them.
I don't want people to steal my product.
Green 先生说，申请产品保护并不能彻底地制止剽窃者，而只能对他们起阻遏作用。陈女士表示，不想让别人窃取自己的产品。刚才我们学到了两对似乎有亲缘关系的词，我们再听一遍这两句话，找一找是哪两个词有亲缘关系。
My main concern is how to protect my game.
Protection doesn't stop pirates, it only discourages them.
你听到了吗？那两句话里有动词 protect 和名词 protection。动词 protect 加后缀 ion 就成了名词 protection。后缀 ion 常常用来把动词转变成名词。我们再听下面两句话，注意里面哪个词和 pirate 是同一个词汇家庭。
My main concern is how to protect my game from piracy.
Protection doesn't stop pirates, it only discourages them.
找到了吗？ Piracy 和 pirate 属于一个词汇家庭，它们都是名词，但是 piracy 指剽窃行为，而 pirate 是剽窃者。请你回答问题，注意正确应用 protect、protection、piracy 和 pirate， 然后再对照我们说的答案。
What is Miss Chen's main concern?
Her main concern is how to protect her game.
What doesn't stop pirates?
Protection.
Who does she want to protect her game from?
She wants to protect it from pirates.
Green 先生当然理解陈女士不愿意让别人窃取她的产品，所以她要解释申请产品保护的道理。我们往下听。
Of course not. That's why we'll file for protection.
And that will protect me against all theft?
陈女士又提出，申请了产品保护是不是会使她免受任何盗窃行为的危害呢？听听 Green 先生怎么说。
As I said, it will discourage pirates, not stop them.
她重复了自己刚才说过的观点，申请了产品保护只能对剽窃者起阻遏作用，却不能彻底地制止他们。她用As I said, 来复述并且强调自己刚才说过的话。这是讨论中常用的短语。我们回到他俩的讨论中来，听听他俩怎么说明申请产品保护的作用。
But it will give me legal recourse.
Product protection will give you legal recourse.
他俩都说，申请了产品保护就得到了合法的追索权。这里用到了刚学到的一个短语Legal recourse, 合法的追索权。好，让我们再听一遍这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What does Ms. Chen want to do?
Tell me what your concerns are.
My main concern is how to protect my game from piracy.
Protection doesn't stop pirates, it only discourages them.
I don't want people to steal my product.
Of course not. That's why we'll file for protection.
And that will protect me against all theft?
As I said, it will discourage pirates, not stop them.
But it will give me legal recourse.
Product protection will give you legal recourse.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What does Ms. Chen want to do?
Protect her product. 陈女士要保护自己的产品，她和 Green 先生接着要讨论的是，他们该保护的究竟是哪些具体的东西。 他俩列出的保护对象是源码，用英文说是 source code。Source code. Source is spelled S-O-U-R-C-E. 还有使用说明书，用英文来表达就是 the user's manual. Manual is spelled M-A-N-U-A-L. 总之，得保护包括电脑游戏一切组成部分在内的知识产权。组成部分的英文是 component, C-O-M-P-O-N-E-N-T, component. 知识产权是 intellectual property, intellectual property. Intellectual is spelled I-N-T-E-L-L-E-C-T-U.A-L. Property is spelled P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y. 保护对象可真不少。我们边听他俩的讨论，边设法记住陈女士究竟想保护那些东西。
Protecting the software source code is my first goal.
You'll want to broaden your protection.
You mean the user's manual and...
You'll want to protect all the game components.
Like the name and the logo.
The name, the logo, the graphics on the package.
In other words, my intellectual properties.
Right. We'll protect all your intellectual properties.
陈女士一一说明保护对象。我们听到首先提出什么？
Protecting the software source code is my first goal.
You'll want to broaden your protection.
他说他的第一目标是保护软件源码。然而 Green 先生提醒他说要扩大保护范围。再听一遍 Green 先生的话，注意里面的动词 broaden。
You'll want to broaden your protection.
动词 broaden 来自形容词 broad 加后缀 en。后缀 en 常常能把形容词转变为动词。陈女士从 Green 先生的话里得到启发了吗？
You mean the user's manual and...
You'll want to protect all the game components.
她显然得到了启发。她说你的意思是要保护使用说明书。但是 Green 先生没等她说完就打断她说你要保护电脑游戏的所有组成部分。Green 先生毕竟是这方面的专家，立刻触及要害问题，得保护电脑游戏的一切组成部分。我们接着听他俩列举哪些具体的组成部分。
Like the name and the logo.
The name, the logo, the graphics on the package.
陈女士举例说，比如电脑游戏的名称和标记。Green 先生接着补充了产品包装上的图像。他俩在这里用到了我们以前学过的两个词 ,logo 是标记 ,graphics 是图像。他俩提到要保护所有这些东西，其实就是保护什么呢？
In other words, my intellectual properties.
Right. We'll protect all your intellectual properties.
其实就是保护知识产权。我们再听他俩说说哪些东西都属于陈女士的电脑游戏知识产权的保护范围。请你准备纸和笔，边听边列出一个单子。
Protecting the software source code is my first goal. You mean the user's manual and... Like the name and the logo.
The name, the logo, the graphics on the package.
你的目录上列出了哪些东西呢？请你边听边对照一下。
The software source code.
The user's manual.
The name and the logo.
The graphics on the package.
请想一想，还有什么也属于知识产权保护范围的东西没列出来呢？接下来我们要再听遍这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What does she want to protect? Protecting the software source code is my first goal.
You'll want to broaden your protection.
You mean the user's manual and...
You'll want to protect all the game components.
Like the name and the logo.
The name, the logo, the graphics on the package.
In other words, my intellectual properties.
Right. We'll protect all your intellectual properties.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
What does she want to protect?
All the game components, her intellectual properties.
下面我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，复习一下学到的词句。
Ms. Chen, how did you get into the software business?
For several years, I've been thinking about developing computer games.
Computer games? And your company's name is Virtual Games?
Mm-hmm. I got some financial backing and founded Virtual Games.
And how are the games coming along?
Slowly but surely. Our first game is a virtual reality game.
The game must use the latest technology.
Technology that's not even on the market yet.
Tell me what your concerns are.
My main concern is how to protect my game from piracy.
Protection doesn't stop pirates, it only discourages them.
I don't want people to steal my product.
Of course not. That's why we'll file for protection.
And that will protect me against all theft?
As I said, it will discourage pirates, not stop them.
But it will give me legal recourse.
Product protection will give you legal recourse.
Protecting the software source code is my first goal.
You'll want to broaden your protection.
You mean the user's manual and...
You'll want to protect all the game components.
Like the name and the logo.
The name, the logo, the graphics on the package.
In other words, my intellectual properties.
Right. We'll protect all your intellectual properties.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的是怎么样请求对方准许自己做某事。
Good morning, Mr. Patel. I wanted to ask you something.
What is it, Patty?
I was wondering if I could have a week of vacation to visit my mother.
听了这段对话，我们可以做出几个推断。第一 ，Patty 想要请假。第二 ，Patel 先生是 Patty 的上级，有权决定是否准假。再听一遍。
Good morning, Mr. Patel. I wanted to ask you something.
What is it, Patty?
I was wondering if I could have a week of vacation to visit my mother.
我们从 Patty 对 Patel 先生比较正式的称呼方式，可以听出 Patel 先生是 Patty 的上级。
Good morning, Mr. Patel.
然而 Patel 先生对 Patty 说话的口气却比较随便。
What is it, Patty?
Patty 没有直截了当地提出要求，却先说了句开场白。
I wanted to ask you something.
Patty 可以根据 Patel 先生回话的口气来判断这是不是个开口提要求的好机会。Patel 先生可以用和蔼的口气回话。
What is it, Patty?
他也可以用不耐烦的口气说同一句话。
What is it, Patty?
但是我们刚才听到他的回话口气和蔼可亲，所以 Patty 进而提出要求了。
What is it, Patty?
I was wondering if I could have a week of vacation to visit my mother.
他把自己的问题以相当礼貌而且婉转的方式包装起来了。他用了这样的句型。
I was wondering if...
要是他十分有信心的话，他就会用比较直接的方式来说了。
Can I take a week of vacation to visit my mother?
他或许也可以更为正式地表示自己的意愿。
I'd like to take a week of vacation to visit my mother.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈，到时候咨询顾问 Green 先生要继续帮助陈女士解决保护知识产权的问题。我是伟伟，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶光海导播。 谢谢收听，我们下次再见。